Good morning, I'm Nikki Bizzari. I'm a tax policy specialist with the Interpretations and Technical Device Division of the Department of Revenue, and I will be the facilitator for this public hearing. It's 10:03 on Wednesday, August 24th, 2022. If you are not muted, please go ahead and mute yourself now. We will now begin with a scheduled public hearing for solicitation of comments on the proposed language for Walk 458-20181 or Rule 181, titled Vessels Including Log Patrols, Tugs, Barges, Operating Upon Waters in Washington, in the State of Washington. The proposed rule is intended to update this rule to ensure consistency with the statutory definition of selling price in RCW 82.08.010. The department is also updating this rule to accurately reflect current practices of dry docking, vessel haulout, and vessel repair. We'd like to thank you all for taking the time to attend this hearing this morning and to provide feedback to us. Please note that we are best able to consider your comments if you provide them to us in writing, which you can send that to me at nikkib@dor.wa.gov. Other persons present for this hearing include Atif Aziz in his role as the department's rules coordinator, Sierra Krumbacher, our management analyst, who is monitoring our recording equipment this morning, as this hearing is being recorded. Kurt Sand, who is a tax policy specialist in the department's TI&E division. Due to the current coronavirus situation, we are conducting this hearing through a Microsoft Teams conference, and we do not have any other parties physically present for this hearing. I'm gonna read down the list of attendees, and as I do so, please identify yourself, who you are representing, and whether you have comments that you would like to make during this hearing. So it looks like we have two folks who are joining us today. Lincoln Goddard, can you please introduce yourself, who you're representing, and whether or not you are planning to make comments today?
Hi, pardon me, I seem to be having some technical issues, so I hope you can hear me. I'm an attorney working with Gary Haugen in Seattle, Washington, representing just general maritime clients.
Okay. And do you plan to make comments today?
I do not.
Okay. And Gary Haugen, sorry if I mispronounced that, can you please introduce yourself and who you're representing and if you plan to make any comments today?
Hi, my name is Gary Haugen, and I'm not representing any clients. I'm with Bauer Moynihan Johnson, and I plan to make no comments, just monitoring for information for my clients.
Okay. Thank you both for attending. Thank you so much for introducing yourselves. This public hearing is being conducted pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 34.05 RCW, the Administrative Procedure Act. The purpose of this hearing is to solicit comments from the public on the proposed Rule 181. This hearing was announced through the publication of the State Register as WSR 2215059, which was filed with the Code Reviser on July 15th, 2022. Copies of this rule are available. If you did not receive a copy or you would like an additional one, please contact Sierra Krumbacher at sierrac@dor.wa.gov if you would like a copy. We will consider any comments received pertaining to the proposed rule. We appreciate receiving written comments and will evaluate all comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process. You can send any written comments to me, Nikki Bizzari, no later than Wednesday, August 31st, 2022. In this manner, the department can fully consider your comments before proceeding with future rulemaking activities. Before opening the hearing for comments, I will briefly outline the key points in the proposed rule draft. The department is proposing Rule 181 to codify the following: defining lighter dry docking, vessel haulout, and dry stack storage, expanding the business and occupation tax, sales tax, use tax, and public utility tax responsibilities of those operating vessels upon waters in Washington, specifically to be consistent with RCW 82.08.010, clarifying that services for vessel repair are subject to retail sales tax, clarifying that sales of services for dry docking and vessel haulout are retail sales and subject to retail sales tax if they are performed with respect to the sale of retail sales, such as repair or maintenance of the vessel for consumers. Sales of sightseeing or scenic cruisers lasting fewer than 24 hours are subject to retail sales tax, including sales of sightseeing cruises that are combined with other goods or sold for one non-itemized price. This update also expanded on the section regarding to B&O tax that may be owed. For example, retailing B&O applies to retail sales and is measured by the gross proceeds of sale unless the sale is for resale, in which case the wholesaling being the wholesaling, pardon me, in which case the wholesaling B&O tax applies. Wholesaling B&O tax applies to persons engaging in warehousing activities. The gross income of the business from activities that fall into no other B&O tax classification are subject to the service and other activities B&O tax. Additionally, this rule clarifies that vessel haulout services are subject to public utility tax and under the motor transportation or urban classification if they are performed in conjunction with hauling or transporting the vessel on public roads. I know that neither of our guests today have said that they have any comments that they to be made, but at this time, I'm going to open this hearing up for any comments. So either Mr. Goddard or Mr. Hogan, if you have any comments, please feel free to do so. Do either of you want to make any comments? Okay.
Not at this time, thank you.
Thank you.
None for me.
Great, thank you guys so much. Okay, before closing this hearing, I will recap the rulemaking process. This has been the public hearing on the proposed Rule 181 titled Vessels, including log patrols, tugs, and barges operating upon waters in the state of Washington. Based on the comments made today or received in writing, additional changes may be made before the final revised rule is filed for adoption with the code revisor. Unlike today's public hearing, the final filing of the rule is not a public process. This filing is just a filing of the notice of adoption. Absent an emergency adoption or unless otherwise stated, a rule becomes effective 31 days after filing for adoption. To the extent that rule changes are the result of specific statutory changes, such changes are effective on the effective date of the law change, regardless of when the rule is adopted. Thank you for participating in this public hearing. If you are not on the department's rules notification list, did not receive a notice of today's hearing directly from the department, and you want to be kept informed of future rulemaking activities related to this rule, please email Sierra with your name, mailing address, and email address. Her email address, again, is sierrac@dor.wa.gov. This public hearing is now adjourned. For the record, the time is now 10:10 a.m.